So, I mean, the building itself, I mean, it was kept very clean, I understand. And
yes, it was it was spotless. It was, well, you know, bare wooden floors, as it were.
Right.
And then there might be a bit of linoleum, as it was known in those days, down the centre, particularly in the dormitories, or whatever you like to call them.
Yeah.
But no, the place was spotless.
Right.
And it was on the ground floor, it was all these granite floor. And it was always, it had to be scrubbed and cleaned, and that was the jobs of certain of the inmates. They were allocated certain work.
Yeah.
Those that were able-bodied, women would be in the laundry, someone would be looking after members of the staff, waiters fetching the food in, from the, making the beds for the staff, because there was a lot of staff. I eventually lived in there for a while. When towards its closure, and you didn't have to do anything. Food was brought into you, the beds were made, everything was clean, and the bedding and laundry went to the laundry, of course. So you see, apart from the fact that the inmates did a lot of the work, there was a lot of labour from outside came in. There were a number of women that used to come in there and work every day, five and a half days a week. There was a woman in charge of the laundry, for instance. And they would do others, keep an eye on some of the others as well. They were workers, but they had to watch the others to see that they were carrying out the work as it should be carried out.
And was somebody called a labour master?
We used to call him the porter. He would allocate the jobs, and he generally see, you know, that they were behaving themselves. And there was also an assistant master there. Mr. Adams. Eventually, I took over from the assistant master, who went on to take a master's job. And then, unfortunately, it became, you know, it was known that one, either Abingdon or Wallingford was going to close.